Psalm 103, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, who else is worthy to be blessed and worshipped with all that is within us? Who else is so marvelous and wonderful, and yet so gracious and compassionate as the Lord? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. O, let us not forget all his wonderful benefits that he has done on our behalf. Because of Christ, he has forgiven all our iniquities. Because of his Spirit, he has healed all the diseases of our heart. Because of Jesus, our Redeemer, he has redeemed us from death and hell, and he has crowned us as kings and priests to the Father by his loving kindness and tender mercies. He has satisfied us with the bread of life and the ever-living words of his mouth, and he has quickened our spirits with new life in him, so that our strength will endure forever. What a Lord! What a Savior! He is the God who executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. This is his name forever, the glory which he revealed to Israel. Praise him! Praise his holy name! For he has not given us what we truly deserve for all of our sins and iniquities, but he has been so gracious and merciful. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy and compassion on those who fear you, those who tremble at your word under repentance. those whom you help to depart from evil and death by your fear. For the glory of man is like the grass that withereth and the flower that fadeth away. We appear for a little while and then vanish away. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Hallelujah! Our God is great and mighty, but he is also gentle and patient with those who fear him and honor his covenant. The covenant that he made by the precious blood of his dear Son. So let us not be forgetful hearers of this word, deceiving our own selves, but let us continue in this perfect law of liberty, this new and better covenant, and be doers of his commandments. For our God is a great king over all the earth, and his kingdom ruleth over all. For his throne is in the heavens, overseeing all the hosts of heaven and earth. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103.